Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Omud Beis. And we're continuing in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, which we'll finish today. And that deals with some of the halachas again of improper insertions of Mashiv Ruach Merid Goshem, Saint Talamotar, etc. So we begin at the very top of the Omud with Siv Dalid. And the Mechabi writes, Im lo shoal motor b'imos ha-gishomim. If a person forgot to ask for rain, he didn't say v'sein talu motor from December 4th, December 5th, from the winter season until Pesach time, machzir no so, then one has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If he went through the whole Shemoneh Esrei and he's certain he didn't say it, afa pi shoal tal, even though he may have said v'sein tal, if he didn't say v'sein tal Umotar, or other Lashonos, such as are brought down in footnote number 19 in the Dirshu footnotes, if he said Besein Tal Ugeshem, that would be good according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and Chaim Kanievsky as well says this, and any other Lashon that sounds like rain, that would be acceptable too. But if he just said Besein Tal, that doesn't mean Motar, and during the winter months, during the Yomos HaGishamim, you must mention specifically that we're requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu rain. If you don't, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Avalim Shah Motar, the low Tal, if you did say Besein Motar, even though you left out Tal, then Ein Machzir no so. Then you did fulfill what you have to do. You didn't do it in the perfect way. You should have said Besein Tal Motar, as we've already explained, but as long as you did mention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking for rain, one is Yotze, even if he didn't say it in the absolute perfect form. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav writes, Im lo shoal, if you forgot to ask. So he says, look at the Magen Avraham and the Shari Tshuva, who both write, Dim niskar kodim sheyischol tka b'shofar. If you said, Mivarech HaShanim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mivarech HaShanim, and you were about to say tka b'shofar, but you didn't yet say tka b'shofar, so then say over there, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mivarech HaShanim, you realize you forgot, the Saint Talamotar, Livracha, and then Tika B'Shofar Gedol L'Chayruseinu. In Simin Kuf Yadalit, in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur Maskul B'li Chasima, the Mishnah Berurah says, Harachnu Mazeh, he spoke in greater length about this, and he explained, Be'rarnu, Dios Sirto Shiomar B'Shomea Tfilah. In fact, one shouldn't insert it over here, as he just said, but it would be preferable to wait till you reach Shomea Tfilah, and insert the same Talamot Livracha in Shomea Tfilah. Because Dibazeh, Yotze L'Kul Yama, everybody holds in this situation that you would be Yotze. As a result, in Dirshu footnote number 20, he brings down, in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, that if a person said Baruch Ato Hashem, he was about to say Mevarech HaShanim, and he realized he didn't say Lamdeni, he didn't say Saint Halamot Levracha, don't say, based upon this, Lamdeni Chukecha, because you still have an opportunity to say this in Shomei Atvila, so finish off the Baruch Mevarech HaShanim and keep on going until you reach the Saint Halamot insertion in Shomei Atvila. Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, Atam Atzasi B'Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shepasel Gam Kein Hochi. He says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the exact same psak. Wait to add Saint Talamot Levracha until you get to Shemei Tvila if you forgot it in the bracha of Barech Oleinu. V'Yiniskar Kodim Shasiyim Berchas Hashanim Yom B'Makom Shniskar. If before you finish the bracha, you're in the end part, and then you remember, so then insert it over there. Or in any part of the bracha before you finish, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mevarech HaShanim, you say V'Sein Talamotar over there. However, if you said it at the very end of the bracha, right before Baruch Ato Hashem, Mevarech HaShanim, you only remember it after you said Kashanim Atovos, then you say V'Sein Talamotar Levracha, but Yachzav Yomar Uvarech Shenaseinu Kashanim Atovos, you have to add an additional statement, Kidei Shia Me'ein HaChasima Somuch LaChasima, because before you conclude the bracha with Mevarech HaShanim, you have to mention something about Birchas HaShanim, and that's why you add on Uvarech Shenaseinu Kashanim Atovos. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings this down, in the name of the Bir Halacha that he quoted earlier in Sifkud Dalit, the Tov Yosef Shiaschav Saint Talamotar V'Yigmar Kaseder. In fact, when you do insert the Saint Talamotar here before you finish the bracha, better continue Saint Talamotar L'Racha Apneihu Ademavas Abeni Mituvech Overekshin Asenu Kashnim Atovos Baruch Ato Hashem Mevarech Hashanim. Say the entire end of the bracha from the Saint Talamotar, even though you may have said some of those words already. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah in his final V'Tov Yoser psak. In Dirshu footnote number 19, he brings down what happens if a person is uncertain, did he or did he not say V'Sein Talamotar Levracha? So this follows the same rules that we said for if you aren't sure if you forgot or did you not forget to say Mashiv Ruach Merid Goshem. Now we go to Siv Hei. The Mechaber writes, Im lo shal motor, if a person forgot to ask V'Sein Talamotar, V'Nizkar Kodim Shomei Atvila, and he's beyond the Bracha Mevarech HaShanim, he's already said Tika B'Shofar, he's further, but he hasn't yet reached the Bracha Shomei Atvila, so then wait till you get to Shomei Atvila, and you'll insert it over there. Ein machziro, so you don't have to go back to uborech oleinu v'shoel b'shomei tefila and insert it in shomei tefila, as we see in Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Tezayin. He says rotz lomar bebircha shmakoleinu, insert it in the bracha shmakoleinu right before kodem you finish the end of the bracha kiato shomei tefilas kol pam choyso berachamim. Insert v'sein talamot before you say that, because this bracha of shomei tefila is misukenes lishol bo kol abakashus. You can ask whatever you want in this bracha. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a machlokes between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who says you should just say v'sein talamot levracha over there, and then kiato shomea, as opposed to the Aruch HaShulchan, who says you say v'sein talamot levracha al pineihu adama, and then you say kiato shomea tilas kopam cho yisro brachamim. Now, this is true for saying talamot, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Avol haskoras mashiv ruach, but if you forgot to say mashiv ruach meragoshem, you don't have the option of inserting it in the Shemoneh Esrei in Shomea Tefillah, but you got to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. That we've already learned in Siman Kuf Yudalid, the Imshach HaChozer. If you forgot to say it and you finished the bracha, you got to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Why can't you add it in Shomea Tefillah? Mishum daskara shevachu. Because saying mashiv ruach meragoshem, mentioning haskara of Hashem's power, that's a praise to Hashem. And therefore, it doesn't work by adding it into the bracha of Shomei Atvila, which is intended for supplications, for bakoshos from Hashem. It's not a bracha of praise to Hashem. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vim hayelo tainis, if this is a day of tainis, when you're also adding aneinu in the Shomei Atvila and Yisrael and Shomei Esrei, v'tzarech lomar aneinu, so what should you say first? The insertion of Saint Talamotu Levracha that you forgot, or aneinu? They both have said right before, kiato Shomei Atvila asko pam choyso brachamim. So the Ramah Paskins, Yomer HaSheila, say Sein Talamot Levracha first, Kodem, before you say Aneinu. Then say Aneinu, then say Kiato Shomei Tefilas Kol Peh. Why? Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudzayin brings down the Sheila Chamura Me Aneinu. Because Sheila, Sein Talamot, is more important than Aneinu. Why is that? Dimlo Amor Machzirno. So if you forgot to say Sein Talamot, you got to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But what happens if a person forgot to insert Aneinu? Masha'en came by Aneinu. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, you say the more important one first, which is Sein Talamot Levracha. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, "Vim lo nizkar aracha shomei atvila." If you already said shomei atvila and you realize now that you forgot to say Sein Talamot Levracha, so you're beyond the shomei atvila. You said modim, you're someplace in there till the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. "Im lo akar raglov," if you haven't yet taken the three steps back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, "chozel birchas hashanim," then you have to go back to the bracha borech oleinu birchas hashanim. However, "vim akar raglov," if you did take the three steps back, "chozel rosh atvila," then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. You consider as if you finished the Shemoneh Esrei, and that Shemoneh Esrei didn't count for you, and therefore you have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Mechaber continues and he defines exactly what we mean by taking the three steps back in lo akar raglav. "Vim hishlim tfilaso," if you concluded your Shemoneh Esrei in terms of the words, "the eino rogil lomar tachanunim achar tfilaso," but you don't say additional supplications at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, "afa pisha dayin lo akar raglav," even though you physically haven't taken the three steps back, you are halachically ki akurim domi. You are considered as if you've completed your Shemoneh Esrei, and it's as if you put your three steps back and you would have to go to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei as opposed to being able to still go back to Borech Oleinu. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Ches writes, "V'hu adinim rogil lomar tachanunim," and this would be true even if a person was used to saying tachanunim, the Elokai, Netzor L'shnim Iroh, and all the other tachanunim that we say. The siyam tachanunov, and he finished his tachanunim or any other supplications that he may say. The amar acharei ma pasuk yula ratzonim reifi that you only be lefanech Hashem tzuriva goali. He said that pasuk shebamiras pasuk zeh, by the saying of this pasuk also hesachadas. It's as if he makes a complete separation milomar o tachanunim from saying any further additional supplications, and therefore v'nishlam mo tefilaso is considered halachli if he's finished the Shemoneh Esrei, even though he hasn't taken the three steps back. And even though he hasn't taken the three steps back and started Ose Shalom. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, there are people that say it, as many do, both before the Elokai, Netzor L'Shnei Mirah, and at the conclusion of the paragraph. So then the Shaar Tzion writes later on, in Simon Tov Chuf Beis, Shekozman Shalom Amar Es Hayula Ratzon, the second one, Nechshav Kolo Siyam. That's not called the Siyam. So for us, practically, who say both, when you say Yulur Ratzonim Reifi, you only be Lefanech Hashem Tzuriva Goali the second time, so then that's called the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, even though you physically haven't taken the three steps back and said Oseh Shalom B'Romav, and therefore you'd have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei rather than Borech Oleinu at that point. In the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Dibur HaMaskul Ka'akurim, he says, this is the opinion, the fact of the Magen Avraham, and Chayin Pasku Kol Achronim, as we just said. However, this is not like the opinion of the Chayyadim, who holds Diboinu Nakirus Raglov Mamish. He says, no, it's not the saying Yuli Ratzon. It's not the finishing of the supplications. The Chayyadim says specifically that it's only when you take the three steps back that you're done with the Shemoneh Esrei. Until you've taken the three steps back, you're still considered within the Shemoneh Esrei. Even though you finished the supplications, you would still be entitled to go back to Borech Aleinu if you realize then that he didn't say the same Talawata Levracha. Then the Mechaber continues and he concludes Simin Kuf Yud Zayin with the following words. If you realize you forgot to say Sayin Talamot Levracha after you just said the Bracha, Bracha to Hashem Shomea Tfilah, but you haven't yet started Ritzei, so then in that situation, Nira Shomer Vesayin Talamot right over there, V'yachakach Omer Ritzei. So you would say Bracha to Hashem Shomea Tfilah, Vesayin Talamot Levracha, and then continue to Shemoneh Esrei with Ritzei until the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yutes writes, V'im nizkar ach ha-shoma barocha to Hashem of Shomea Tfilah, but you didn't say anything beyond the same of Hashem. So then he says, Yisayin lamdeni chukech, as we've mentioned many times already, and then say, V'yomar v'sein talamotu levrocha, V'yachakach, ki ato Shomea Tfilah kopam cho Yisrael berachamim, and then you say, Baruch HaToshem, Shomea Tfilah, and continue Shomea Esrei. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, V'im nizkar sheshochach talamotu li'acha shischa ritzei, says the interesting situation. Well, you forgot it the first time. You passed Shomea Tfilah, you started saying Ritzei, you realize you forgot it, you go back to Berech Aleinu. And like human beings are, you forget it then again. And you finish off the Bracha of Berech HaShonim, Tikah B'Shofar, and you realize you didn't say Sein Talamotor again. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, they both say, continue the Shemoneh Esrei, repeating all the brachos that you said up until Shomea Tfilah and then insert it over there in Shomea Tfilah. And we don't say, well, since you already said all these brachos, just go straight to Shomea Tfilah. But no, you have to go and repeat all of these Kiseidah because that's the proper thing for you to do in order to go through the Seder of the Tfilah. What happens if a person didn't know the halacha and instead of going back to Borech Aleinu, he just went back to the bracha of Shema Kuleinu and he said, Sein Talamotu over there. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozna Zatzal, brings down, and also Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in the name of Rav Yashiv, that Yotza Yedei Chova, Bidyevet, you would be Yotza in this fashion as well. This concludes Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and now we begin the very short Simen Kuf Yud Ches, which deals with the bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu. Hashiva Shoftenu Lich Mechaber writes, Chosein Bo, the conclusion of this bracha all year round is Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, as we all know. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you change the end of this bracha to the insertion that we say during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is Hamelech HaMishpat, or, for example, if you said Hakel HaMishpat, you would be Yotze, albeit Bidyevet, Yotze. The issue footnote number one brings down, if the rest of the year a person would say instead of Hakel HaKadosh, Hamelech HaKadosh, so the Chayyadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch both bring down that you would be Yotze as well. And the Shari Tshuva says that this is in fact the opinion of most Achronim. Then the Mechaber says, but of course, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Mi Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, we change the end of this bracha. Instead of Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, we say Chosein HaMelech HaMishpat. The Mishnah Berurah makes a point of saying this B'Shnei Hein, HaMelech HaMishpat. The issue footnote number two brings down from the Elef HaMagen, this is to make sure that we say clearly, Hashem is HaMelech, and He is HaMishpat. So that's why we say the two Hey HaYadiyah. The Zarb is there. The Mishnah Berurah says you should be very careful about this. If you don't say Ha Melech Ha Mishpat, there is an opinion that says you're not Yotze. However, we pass him, Mikol Makom B'Diyevet, Imam Har Melech Ha Mishpat Lo Yachzor. We would say you are Yotze B'Diyevet if you said Melech Ha Mishpat instead of Ha Melech Ha Mishpat. And in fact, the Ramah writes, Hago Miu, Imam Har Melech Oet Stalko Mishpat. If in fact you didn't change it to the proper Ha Melech HaMishpat during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you just said the way you answer it the rest of the year, Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, we also paskin Ein Tzorech Lachzor, you don't have to go back. V'lo Amru Sheyachzor, we only said that you have to go back. Ela B'Mokom Shekol HaShon Omrim Hakel Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, in places which is not our Girsa, where they would say all year long Hakel Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. If you say Hakel Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you didn't mention Melech, so then you have to go back. And this discussion will be actually found in Simen Tof Kuf Pei Beis, which we'll learn when we get to the Alochos of the Yomim Noroyim and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, look in the Achronim who say, the Maski, the Imnizkar Toch Kidei Dibur Meis Amro Umishpat, if you say, HaMelech HaMishpat, Melech Oet Stoko Umishpat, when you should have said, HaMelech HaMishpat, and you still just said the word Umishpat, you can say, Toch Kidei Dibur Omer HaMelech HaMishpat, Gamkin. That's what you should do. However, if it's already passed more than a second or two, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe or Shalom Lecha Rebbe Umari, Shuv Lo Yomar, then it's too late. You don't say it. You were Yotzei B'dieved with Melech Oed Stark or Mishpat, the Ein Machzir and so, and you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. The reason for this is the issue footnote number 3 brings down later on also Tovkuv Bei Beis, because you said Melech, so therefore Ein Tzarech L'Achzir. That's why if you said Kel Oed Stark or Mishpat, if somebody had that Girsa, he would in fact have to go and repeat it because he didn't say Melech, or even if he didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat, he didn't even say Melech. And this concludes today's Shir. Mitzvah Shem, we will start Kuf Yud Tes tomorrow.